Okay, in just a few minutes, we're going to be passing by a whole lot of Vegas wedding chapels.
I need love, love to ease my mind.
The most famous of them all is probably a little white chapel. Anybody in the car ready to get hitched? Now's your chance for a shotgun wedding. I'll point it out so you can stop if you like.
It's a game of give and take. Okay, hurry, love.
So what is it about getting married in Vegas anyway? And why the heck is an Elvis impersonator usually involved? Well, getting married in Vegas is popular because it's easy. You see, most places won't give you a marriage license if you're inebriated. But not in Vegas, baby. Around here, it's no hassle, no wait. And as for Elvis Presley, he was a huge presence in Las Vegas during his lifetime. In truth, it's kind of hard to separate the two. In fact, he and Priscilla got married here, kicking off quite the trend. There are well over 50 wedding chapels in Vegas to choose from. Should the mood to get married strike you, you'll also have your pick of Elvis's. About 120,000 weddings are performed in Las Vegas every single year. That breaks down to about 10,000 weddings every month, or 300 weddings a day. Holy matrimony!
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me.
Did you know that Las Vegas is the number one wedding destination in America and the second most popular wedding destination in the world? Can you guess the number one spot? Go ahead, take a guess. Well, the answer, believe it or not, is Istanbul, Turkey. On average, 166,000 weddings a year take place there. Tuck that little factoid away for a rainy day. Some of the Vegas chapels are a real hoot. At the Little Vegas Wedding Chapel, for example, you can actually book a pretend wedding ceremony, just so you can experience what it's like to have a quickie Vegas-style wedding without the official paperwork. Maybe you can pull a fast one on your partner or your friends and family. And just for the record, if you did decide to get married today, all it takes is a quick stop at the Clark County, Nevada Marriage License Bureau. It's nestled among all the wedding chapels we'll see shortly. Just pick yourself up a marriage license, find yourself a chapel, and mazel tov. Hey, I'd be happy to be your witness, but, well, I'm just an app, so I can't. Sorry. Now, like I said before, a little white chapel is the most famous of them all. If you remember, it's where Ross and Rachel got drunk married on Friends. It also appeared in the movie The Hangover with Bradley Cooper. Other famous people to rush into nuptials at a little white chapel in real life? Frank Sinatra, Michael Jordan, Britney Spears, Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, as well as Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. It's also famous for its drive-through Tunnel of Love. I guess that's for couples in so much of a rush to get to the honeymoon, they don't even want to get out of the car to say I do. Now, we're getting closer to a little white chapel, so if you'd like to stop there and take a look around, just move into the left lane. You can use the left turn lane to do a quick U-turn for the parking lot. The chapel's coming up on the left, and of course, it's got a big Elvis sign out front. Now, when you're finished, just get back on Las Vegas Boulevard South toward the Stratosphere. I'm sure you can already see it up ahead. Once again, if you're stopping by a little white chapel, let's get in the left lane. Otherwise, we'll continue straight ahead for the Strat Observation Tower.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, okay, hurry, love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. Okay, hurry, love. No, you just have to wait. said.